Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. On my right, we have CJ Gibson returning.
Test 1, 2. How's it going, everybody?
You can actually hear him this time, I hope.
Yeah.
Sean Finnegan on my left.
How's it going, everyone?
We got some exciting news today. I'm doing well. A ton of stuff came out of Game Informer this month. More updates for us. But before we get into that, I just wanted to say I got a little something, and I wanted to show it off.
Oh, jeez.
I was waiting for this.
What is this?
Should we play some music?
So if you're on video...
You need to be seeing this right now.
Why are you undressing, Destin?
Wow,
Destin
wow,
is that's right. Moments of triumph,
there
baby.
It is.
Wow.
There it
I
is.
Did it. My nicely. Gamer tag on
it
the
even has your
there.
Name on
nicely
there.
Nicely done. Right. Nice yeah. done. Read it and weep, Mirabella.
Yeah. So, Fred, where is yours? That's what I want to know.
That's good, man. That looks awesome.
Yeah, the emblem's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I dig it. I like
it's a good
it.
Look.
I like the shirt.
Can you see
that
sign?
Bam.
There it is. Nicely done.
Yeah,
this
is anything
how I impress the ladies.
Yeah,
I'm like, check this out.
Flexing at
that
the same
time.
That means
I play a lot of Destiny. Yeah, there's actually logos on the back.
That's cool.
Yeah. There you go.
For each of the achievements, right?
Yeah.
That's
very
cool.
Yeah.
So very happy I got this shirt before the episode recorded so that I could show our video viewers and listeners. I was totally stoked when this came in. I was like, oh my God, it's here. And I opened it up. I was really, really excited.
That's awesome.
Like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah. I'm rocking just the lowly taking game. I didn't want to be left out. So I'm, just for now. Just while it's relevant for now. Yeah.
Doing Cappy America. So there were a ton of details revealed in Game Informer this month, and we're just going to kind of go over them and react to them naturally. First up, let's get right into it, you guys. There's a new camera or artifact that you're going to be able to get in Rise of Iron that allows you to basically lower your weapon and take photos and stuff like that.
Cool.
Well, actually, let me read exactly what this said, because I can't confirm that allows you to lower your weapon. I assume it will let you do that, but here's what it says. New item for in-game movies, the Golden Age Lens, which is an artifact that you can equip and change the camera filter for your in-game view. And the Eververse has another cool little feature, new artifacts for your Guardian that seem pretty clearly targeted to folks making in-game movies. The one I saw, the Golden Age Lens, lets you equip the artifact and change the camera filter for your in-game view. And it added a sepia tint. So this is directly from the Game Informer article, Bungie implied that there are just a few colors, but it's still pretty neat. I agree. Definitely cool. Agree.
Love that. So, I mean,
Fran's going to love this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
yeah.
less interested in the filters aspect and more interested in the mode that allows you to kind of, yeah, like let's say it allows you to lower your weapon or perhaps, you know, like when you're in the tower, you're in a normal third-person view. But if mm-hmm. you're out in the world, if there's a button that allows you to toggle into a third-person view so you can frame your guardian up yeah. in these cinematic landscapes and stuff and take photos of that,
yeah.
that would be really cool. The lighting and the color and the landscapes are so beautiful in this game. I'm not really sure I need like need, a yeah. sepia tone or something. Because mm-hmm. to me, as a photographer, that stuff always kind of looks janky anyway. Like
yeah.
you put an Instagram filter and I'm like, oh, cool Instagram filter. Your photo's still shit.
But it's cool. I mean,
oh, I mean whoops, there's the one.
But no, it's awesome that it's there. I think that's one of the cool things that the community's done with this game is, I mean, Cosmodrome looks awesome in general. I'll never forget the first time I dropped in and like the J.J. Abrams lens flare effect
as
you look into the sun. So to be able to do this kind of stuff, this is super cool. And I think the one of those things too with Destiny, and again, Halo has some of this, you were maybe hoping for that, is that 3D replay functionality. The new systems kind of eliminated that ability, right, in the gameplay setting from
I don't know if an artifact
thing.
Can do that. That's
no,
some deep coding.
But that's the thing. But that I mean, I get that's why they're implementing this. Like, it'd be cool to have that functionality within the game, and obviously that's not what this is. But it is nice to be able to add those things right in the console, share it as is, and, you know, go from there. So that's very cool.
Hopefully it is that robust is the thing. Like, the downside of this is, you know, based on the little information we've gotten, if this is just an artifact and it just allows you to change the filter of your view and not – and there's no functionality for separating the camera or going into third person or taking off the HUD or any of that stuff, that would kind of
Right now, people are, like, glitching their swords so that it looks like you're not holding a weapon to get that effect. So it would be nice to just be able to lower your weapon. So moving on, bad news. There is no Vault Space expansion. That's not to say it couldn't ever happen, but they didn't tell us about any new initiatives there, is what the team said from Game Informer.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw a big expansion with the last big update, so, and I think that a lot of Guardians were stoked about that. I don't know about you guys, but I don't really have a problem with Vault Space. But then again, I don't collect every weapon there is. Like, I only collect the good ones.
So, like, the stuff we bought, all those masks, they're just say we got them. Like, the fact that if I delete that,
would
it's
gone
forever.
Would you like a kiosk for that kind of stuff?
Yes.
The raid weapons, I mean, I don't understand why the raid weapons don't just have a kiosk for year one, because they're all set. Like, there's nothing different
about
them.
There's no rollable perks.
Yeah.
So that's what I was saying. Like, I mean, now, full disclosure, I'm a legendary weapon hoarder. Like, I have every single legendary weapon probably from game, you know, from year one and year two. So for me, I actually dismantle all the exotics for that reason.
Yeah.
There's the kiosk, and I can go and get it.
Yeah.
So I really wish they would do something to that effect, especially specifically with raid weapons that have those set drops and those set rolls. So from that standpoint, yeah, that would be a lot better if they did something, if they were not going to implement more Vault Space.
Yeah, it's a little
Or if it's just a weapons kiosk. Like, you know how your emblems and your shaders, it's just called shaders and emblems, right?
Yeah.
And it separates them into, like, House of Wolves, Crucible,
weapons,
Special
raid,
Factions.
That,
yeah, like, it could be... You could have one for, you know, Crota's End and then, like, Vault of Glass. And
I think the biggest challenge with that is there's so many variations of, you know, what they've implemented mid-game from year one to two where you could roll things and then you couldn't. And then, you know, so
that's
probably
that,
some of the reason why they don't do that.
If they added the raid thing, too, it would give people a reason to go back and play those old low-level raids. Like,
yeah.
It just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
so,
for raid specifically,
it's so confusing that they don't do
it.
It
would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that's a bummer about no Vault Space expansion. I actually did, like, a two-day stream where I cleared out my Vault Space. There were some tough decisions.
So interesting.
It was,
I bet so many people watched that.
People were like, oh, I don't know. Should he delete
that? It's like watching someone clean their house.
Yeah, basically. People actually were really into it. I don't understand why, because I would have watched that, but they were really
Dude,
really
I still have
it.
Devil You Know for that sole reason. I remember
I have
so
Devil You
missions.
Know and Devil You Don't.
I know. I can't delete them. And I'm like, no, don't
That's
do
funny.
It.
So about the ornaments in the game, we know that raid ornaments are going to come from challenge mode in Wrath of the Machine.
Cool.
And it sounds like, so let me find the quote exactly. So, like, the new record book. Let's talk about that for a second. So that tracks your progress by account, not by guardian, by like not by, like, your warlock, hunter, or titan. So if you unlock the helmet through the record book via your warlock, it unlocks one for your hunter and one for your titan. So all of your characters have it. So you get all three helmets.
This is for the new raid?
No, this is the new record book. So you're going to get a book with Rise of Iron that tracks your progress through the content, right?
Okay.
And you'll hit milestones that'll, like, unlock helmets, say. So when you unlock – I have one of each character, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I unlock the helmet
– Yeah, it discovers them for all of them.
Using my warlock,
right?
It discovers them for all of them. You get one for each class, basically.
What are these milestones?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's play the game, basically.
Progression-based, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of similar to how the – how these worked. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You were given a book.
No, for a moment I thought I misunderstood there for a second, where it was like, if I, you know, I thought it was raid-based. Like, if I got a raid drop that was the helmet, suddenly I have that helmet for the other two characters as well, and I'm like, that sounds weird.
Yeah, the biggest piece of puzzle that I was wondering about is, calcified fragments didn't work that way either. Like, it was character-specific.
Yeah.
So when you went in, I mean, at times it was hard to understand.
So if that's
I get this character?
If that's tied to the book, then you only have to do it once.
Right.
And maybe that's what they found with calcified fragments, that, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know, so that's interesting. Raid ornaments come from the challenge mode in Wrath of the Machine. And new trials, it's going to be back shortly after launch. Did you see the new weapons or the new armor set, Sean?
Yeah, I saw them.
It's sort of like blue bug themed. I think they're going for like a bug sort of style of helmet. That's what I took away from it. Because like the last one was like Ra style, the sun god, at least for the warlock and Sphinx.
That looks cool, man.
Yeah. So the new strike called Wretched Eye, it has a few different pathways.
Well, so this
take,
is interesting,
is
right? Because it says it has different pathways each time you play it. What does that mean?
Yeah, so you go through the tunnels in that one, right? The big like sort of tubes, and each time you're going to take different paths through it. They
but
can
is
change
there a
it
limited
up.
Number of paths, or do they change like every time?
There's probably well.
What I'm
I
saying
don't know.
Is
we
that sounds like
it.
A sentence that means procedurally generated.
Yes, it's sort of. Well, they said it's going to change. We can't go as far as to say procedurally.
Right, that's why
generated.
I'm interested, because just that phrasing, and I don't know if this is the phrasing from the article or if it's your own phrasing.
It's probably my own phrasing, but they don't talk about...
But yeah, this particular phrasing, which says, the new strike has different pathways each time you play through it called Wretched Eye.
Yeah.
That sounds like procedural generation.
The strike is called Wretched Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
wretched.
It's not...
Wretched.
It's Never. Not quite procedurally generated. They made it sound like just like
there's, a few different paths.
There's different ways you can go through,
okay.
And every time different things will open. So you're going to take a slightly different path every time.
Gotcha.
But it's not going to be procedural. Where like
because I'd say that'd be crazy. Yeah.
It's like if tunnel one opens in part one, then you get this encounter. If tunnel two opens, you get this encounter. If tunnel three opens, you get this encounter.
Right.
So yeah, it'll just kind of change
that's
as
cool.
you go through.
I mean,
I
that
was
that,
down for
that's
strike
awesome.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of my favorite things about doing the Black Spindle mission is that it was kind of this thing, and I think that was one of the best moments actually of that second year. Was you know, oh, I've been through here before. I mean, even though. I mean, Bungie, and they have a history of doing that. Oh, I'll play the level backwards. But this way, it was kind of like, oh, it's this timer. It's a new thing. And now the pressure's on. You got to get this done.
Well, also, like,
minutes,
there was nothing
so was
really indicating that you should do it. Like, it's just this right turn you had to make that, like, if you made it on that day, there was something new there,
and,
which is super cool.
And not die. Like, you couldn't, like, if you died before it or something, it would close the door. So, yeah, stuff like that I think is super cool. I'm looking forward to doing those kind of missions.
What else we got? A little bit on Fellwinter Peak. It has that special events area that's locked away. That's probably where Iron Banner and stuff will pop up. We don't know what's going to be there, but they're going to have special events, which is awesome. Lord Saladin has these new iron engrams for sale. I'm super stoked about this. We've talked about this on the show. Bungie listened specifically to me. I'm going to take all the credit. And they added...
he's wearing the shirt,
you know. Yeah, I'm wearing the shirt. So Lord Saladin has new iron engrams for sale. And when you get them, they unlock some older year one and year two Iron Banner armor pieces.
Cool.
So you can get the OG sets, which are taking up space in my vault, by the way, by playing Iron Banner. So
that's
now
good.
I can get year... three versions of those gear pieces. So that's really awesome. I'm super stoked.
So they did confirm that it actually is going to be at the current light level. of whatever that is.
Well, they said you can unlock it. I don't know why they would let you unlock a piece of old gear at the old light level. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh, well,
to
no,
me.
It wouldn't be yeah. the old light level.
It
sure.
wouldn't, but I mean,
that would be crazy.
Our good old friend ben Agent Destin of the Nine does that. It's like, hey, buy this Engram for how many strange Engram. Coins yeah. and yeah. That, not upgrade.
That would be like designing two phenomenal raids and then not utilizing them in any way for like after their release.
Oh, there you go. There's one more little. Just upgrade those
they
weapons.
They would never do something that crazy, CJ.
Give me that Vex.
This is cool because like this is a big step towards like knowing that we've talked about it before, but like wouldn't it be cool if you could have transmogrification in this game?
You talked about that a lot, and I totally agree. It'd be
yeah,
so
like
cool.
This is a step towards that where people are Bungie's saying, hey, we know you like that old gear and want that old gear, and if you didn't get it, here's another opportunity. Like the logical step is at some point in the future, all of the armor you've ever discovered will be available for you to like take with you or use at a current light level.
Mm-hmm. There are a few times where I just pop on my old gear sets, like with Iron Banner, and I go play Crucible, or I go hop into the Iron Banner.
You're just like, I look like
awful.
An old school guardian.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm like, I always wondered if like anybody noticed that I was wearing the year one.
I'm sure they
gear.
Do. Like, I mean,
Iron Banner, they noticed.
Using...
This guy's the guy getting like two-shotted to death.
Oh, well, I'm sure. I mean, like,
I didn't
there's...
do well, but it was fun.
There's people out there all the time when you like when you're PvPing and you get shotgun by someone, and they're wearing a very distinctive helmet. You're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah,
I remember that.
The vault cloak with the hunter is still my favorite. So, hopefully, I mean, and that's the thing. Will they move in that direction where once you know there's like a mic drop and it's like, so long, Destiny 1.
I feel like that's what this is.
I hope so because I mean, that's the thing. Like, I understand why they did not increase the light levels for every raid. They wanted obviously people to take part in the new content, but. Now that we're at that point, it's like, come on, just make it all the same light level from raid, you know, first, second, third, fourth raid, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
In prison, that'd be super
I don't think
cool.
they can make the weapons the same light level, but the armor at least.
Why not?
For sure.
Well, the weapons are
Return
totally...
Return of Fatebringer.
All those weapons have arc and stuff on them, and they
could take it, would, they could take them out.
They would destroy the game.
Yeah. You could take that out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the exotics maybe.
They would have to retweak every single weapon from the raid.
The exotic
but
weapons.
It's almost like
I'd be
that
fine
that's
with
their
that.
Job.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. In addition to the armor sets, Shiro is going to have class items for sale, which looked a lot like some of the year one Iron Banner options, like the Hunter Mantle of Perun, the Titan Yolder Iron Sash, or Butt Sash, right. and the Warlock Fellwinter Iron Bomb.
Bat Towel.
Yeah, bath towel. So that's just cool. I just really like that they're doing that. And we talked about the new record book. Let's see what else. Oh, this was a real little thing that I noticed over on Planet Destiny's Twitter. So now with Rise of Iron, you're going to be able to pick which faction package you get when you rank up. So instead of it being a random, here's a shotgun, here's a shader or whatever, you can pick which one you want. So it's like,
cool.
Oh, you're going for ships? We'll pick that one over there. Oh, you're going for helms? We'll take the helm one. You know, I like that a lot.
Or but is it still from the same faction?
Okay. So you want an armor drop. Here's your armor slot.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. There's four to choose from, I believe.
So as it comes up, you can just – it potentially will show you, and you'll just pick one rather than it just dropping
it. Yeah, so it shows you, like, four packages that you can choose from, and then you pick the one you want, and it unlocks it.
Yeah, that's
I like
great.
That a lot. And, okay – I'm going to say three words. It'll take me 5 seconds. It's a spoiler, so if you're listening, just earmuffs for the next 5 seconds. I'm going to go in 3, 2, 1. Aphrodite is back. Okay, so now that I said that, the character that I'm discussing, a lot of people were really excited to hear that. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who didn't want to hear that. But, so that's really interesting, and... It gets me excited for the story.
Yes.
And what
I don't
else
know
we're
who that
experience.
Is. I know that there's a weapon called Aphrodite's Spear.
Well, you just ruined it for people that had earmuffs on by saying the person's name.
Spoiler, yeah.
The name is the spoiler?
Yes.
It's a story. Where's Bife? Bife needs to...
I'll bleep him in post. I have to bleep him already. He can't keep it clean for 5 minutes.
I don't know what about that is a spoiler, but okay.
Yeah.
Lore.
Anyway,
backstory.
That's really exciting, and they mentioned some stuff about that. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it too much. So overall, these slight improvements out of this set, we talked a ton yesterday. We talked a ton today. Actually, out of everything that you've heard so far, what are you most excited about in Rise of Iron? Keeping in mind, we still have a new PvP thing coming for Crucible.
I mean, I don't think they're like all of these changes are really cool, but they seem minute. And I think that's by design. Like these are tweaks in order to make the game more efficient, a little bit more what we want. But obviously, the focus is on the new campaign and the new content, right? The new enemy and the story about, you know, the Iron Lords. That's the part that I'm most excited about. I've said it many times on the show before, but I think what the Taken King did really, really well was give us some really cool cinematics that flesh out the characters and tell the story in a way that makes it actually seem like I'm a guardian in this universe doing things that are helping the fellow guardians and Earth. And I would love to see that expanded upon. And I think Bungie knows that they needed to do that with Rise of Iron. I think that's what's going to happen in this campaign. So I'm most excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, as a PvP guy, you know, new maps. Those are always a cool piece of the puzzle.
And you're going to be at Gamescom. And so we're going to get to play, possibly.
Yes. I know. Sorry, John. I know. So yeah, we're heading to Gamescom. 24 hours. And yeah, just being able to get a hands on that. I mean, I remember when they did year two last time I played at E3. And it was crazy seeing the new classes and the different game mode. There was Rift that they played, they had out for everybody. And then Mayhem, I think,
as well.
Yeah. So if there's, you know, the new mode there and there's any kind of little tidbits that we find about, you know, any other details from whatever the custom mode is or the new, you know, big hint that it could be customs, that'd be awesome.
Traditionally, Gamescom is a place where Sony reveals some cool Bungie some cool thing about Destiny.
Yeah.
Last year when we were there, we played the first story mission.
Yeah.
Which was very
half
cool.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
the first half of the first story mission.
They were showing more of the technical stuff that they had improved, and we liked it.
Yeah.
And visually, you do see that. I mean, maybe it's just me. There's the procedurally generated, or not procedurally generated, the weather effects, the generated kind of effects. You didn't see tons of that stuff with, you know, the inclusion of the last couple DLCs, but now that it's just PS4 and Xbox One, maybe I'm just reading into it, but it does seem like there's different kind of effects in some of the footage that we've seen that look, I don't know. It does. It just looks different. It looks nice. So,
like always, I'm excited about the new gear and the ornaments and the detailing that they're going to allow us to do with the exotic weapons and just weapons in general. That's really intriguing to me. I know they'll do it for exotics. I can't confirm if they'll do it for legendaries, but I know exotics will definitely have ornamentation, which is cool. I can't remember what they said, so I don't want to speak incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, looks like a pretty good update. I know a lot of people are actually getting their shirts, so I'm going to do my pose. And if you guys have a pose that you want to send in, tweet at Destin Legary, and we'll make like something for the show where we show you off with your Moments of Triumph shirts and maybe do something
real quick episode. So is
like
the,
when you get yours, Sean,
is the shirt still available?
Right.
Yeah, I think you still have time.
It's still, I mean, I know that you still have time to complete the Moments of Triumph. That's until what, September like 19th or something like that, right?
Yeah, right into the 20th.
Right up until Rise of Iron releases, you still have the ability to do this thing, right?
Yeah,
but I just didn't know if the shirt's
part of it, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's available still.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like the reward for completing it.
Yeah. You you complete it, and then you order the shirt.
Yeah, as long as you do it before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So I still have
I'm a calcified fragment away, I think, from this. I'm waiting for one to drop. Yeah, like for number 50, and I'm going, ugh.
I'm pretty sure I have all of them on one character.
Oh, you got to check, man. It's tough. It's a bit of a
grind. So if you pop your book and it's not full, I noticed I transferred it to a different character who I did a different piece of the book. And then it unlocked that section. It's like, hey, you're done.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, just pass it around between your characters to check stuff.
Gotcha.
And so some of them are just like, equip your fully leveled subclass from year three. And I was like, all right, well, I did that on my Titan, but not on my Warlock. Warlock's done now. But,
cool.
The time.
All right.
So, yeah.
As soon as I get that shirt, I'll come rolling in. You guys will see it on Fireteam Chat.
Get the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Get it.
Yeah. That's it, you guys. We actually went through that. This is about a half an hour. Maybe a little bit shorter episode this week. We are in crazy time with Gamescom. I have to edit two videos somehow before I leave today. And people keep asking me questions about Destiny and
like
about No Man's Sky and stuff. So, and about this international trip we're going on. So, yeah.
It should be fun.
I don't mind. It's just crazy time.
Yeah.
Always before a trip like this.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget you can subscribe to YouTube.com. Yeah. Let's try that again.
Do it.
Don't forget you can subscribe to YouTube.com/FireteamChat. For all your Destiny coverage from us here at IGN. I can't wait to tell you guys what we see at Gamescom.
I can't wait to hear it from here in San Francisco.
We're going to be doing an episode at Gamescom this year. So,
which I will not be on.
Sean will not be on.
I'm not going to Gamescom.
He's not bitter at all.
No, no. Sean will be listening remotely. We'll give you the. We'll let you cut it, maybe.
Hey, you can edit it for us.
Oh, great. That'll be awesome.
Then you'll see everything.
All right. Thanks for all the comments as well, guys, too.
Yeah. About not being able to hear you?
Yeah, exactly. I understand.
They want to hear from you.
Hopefully I am talking louder now. But follow us online, Gibson Films on Twitter, and the video guy with underscore in between on PS4. It's been great playing with everybody last week.
Yeah, thanks to all the nice people who added me on Xbox Live. You can follow me on Twitter and add me on Xbox Live at ShopIFanagain. I'm always looking for people to play Destiny with and Halo with, and I am putting together my team.
That's what I was going to mention.
To fight against Destin. This is a confirmed thing. On when Rise of Iron releases and the raid becomes available. Me and Destin will be racing against each other.
Yeah.
Destin with his crew on PS4, which I hope CJ and Fran are in.
No, they're not. CJ might be.
We'll find out. Yeah, okay. It's a work
thing.
But I will have my crew over on Xbox, and it will be a PS4 and Finnegan, or PS4 and Destin versus Xbox and Finnegan type fight, and we're going to see who can get as far as we can in the time allotted.
There's a poll that's definitely going up at some point in time.
We're
going
to try to live stream this. I don't know if we're technically capable of doing two live streams from IGN HQ at the same time, but I think it'd be really cool if people could watch both of us at the same time on different, like, you know, maybe it's cover one and cover
Twitch.
Two. Yeah.
So you can stream to Twitch to one of the platforms that we have available, and you can do two streams embedded at the same time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Within Twitch, it's a Twitch thing.
Okay.
So we'll be able to watch both.
Maybe we're on Twitch, you're over on YouTube, and it's like we try and see how many who can get the bigger stream and
I already have something planned with this group from Planet Destiny.
Oh, wait, who's your crew?
Now he's recanting.
Oh my god! Destin brought in the ringers. He's playing with Gathalions.
Yeah. I'm not playing with Goth. I'm playing with some of my friends from Planet Destiny.
Holtzman and these guys.
Yeah, Holtzman might be on the list. Mr. Breyer.
So you're bringing in You're bringing in good players.
Mr. Tefty. CJ's trying to find out if he can commit the time. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
We haven't confirmed him yet, but I am 100% on board for this.
All right.
So,
I mean, my crew's pretty good, but I'm now a little, wary of what you're planning over there. Like, so you're scheming.
Yeah. All of a sudden, his, confidence.
Well, I thought Fran was going to be in your group, and I was like, Fran will torpedo that whole thing.
What'd he say? Yeah, there it is.
All right. Oh, well, more on that to come. All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Mm-hmm. Guardians? No, that was bad.
You need to give us the prep.
What's the prep?
I don't know.
The episode is over.
Yeah.
I had a great time with you guys.
And as always,
We're going to do the wrap up now. So, as always,
Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.